News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. And by the way, if you find yourself, I say it all the time this same way, if you find yourself driving outside of the broad range of WVNN's AM FM capability, just know that it doesn't matter. You can go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, and just click on Listen Live. And wherever you is, there we is. So, I mean, we got people listening in all kinds of states and all over the state of Alabama that are way outside of the AM, FM. But listen, we are going to be there with you no matter where you go. Just go to rightsideradio.org and click on Listen Live. All right, we're going to have a short segment here because I talked long on my my right side monologue there, my right side way. But yeah, there's so much involved with this. And the budgeting processes that are involved are also kind of wacky.
I had a question.
Yes, ma'am. What's your question?
Why do we have two budgets? Seems convoluted.
What a great question. So why do we have two budgets? I mean, what a jackleg way of doing things. So yeah, so the bottom line is this. At some point back in the early part of the 1900s, it wasn't that far back. I want to say it might have been the 70s. Anyway, the bottom line, I'll check on the date, but we are one of only three states in the nation, I believe it is, that has what you call a split budget. And I kind of alluded to that in my monologue. But the reality is it earmarks things. You can't just switch monies. So, and what's crazy is all the what I would call the growth revenues, things that go up in a good economy, like sales tax and all that, or payroll taxes, those are the things like when the economy's humming, those bring in more money just naturally because there's more people spending money or making money. That being said, those typically only feed education because the teachers' union used all of its influence back in the day to get that kind of set up for them. But then if you take a look at it, everything else in the world it takes to run the state is still pretty expensive, and that's all in what they call the general fund. So we have two separate budgets, and their revenue sources are not allowed to cross-pollinate. So if you got good money coming in for education, you can still have a bad year for the general fund. General fund is everything like prisons and Medicaid and state troopers and the court system and roads and bridges and, you know, all the stuff it takes to run a state. That's all sitting in the general fund, and usually it's sucking wind. We have two budgets. Why we do it, Copper, I cannot tell you. What it does, though, is it totally hamstrings us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. When you talk about a legislature appropriating funds and you look at them and go, well, you've got $8 billion. No, they have $7.2 in one or $9 billion. They have $7.2 in one budget and they have $1.8 in the other budget, and they can only use those monies for those things. It's really ridiculous, and it makes it very hard to run a state sometimes. But yeah.
Has anyone tried to change that?
Yeah, in fact, me. myself and Senator Paul Sanford, who is from Huntsville, great guy, very conservative. He and I both got in and got out at the same time. But Paul had an opportunity that I helped advocate for. We were real big on it. We called it the 78-22 split. We said everything that comes into the state goes into one pot, and then you divide it up 78% to education, 22% to the rest. And it winds up being a more equal distribution of what's needed, and instead of having only the monies from a certain source go to one place, because that source can run dry one year and be flush the next. But if you put all the monies that come in into one pot and then divide it out, you're keeping the state solvent. And that didn't go very far, just to be honest with you. That was me and Paul making noise and the Policy Institute writing op-eds on our behalf and wish it had gone somewhere, but it didn't. But something's going to have to change because every year it's a mess. All right, folks, there's your quick primer on the Alabama budgeting system because it's a jackleg system, and it makes it rough sometimes to get things done, like right now with prisons. Because right now, all the money they're going to use up, the funds on hand, comes out of the general fund for the most part. All right, Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. I got a whole lot more on that when I come back. We'll be right back.